Good morning, Faith family. We are excited to go further with you on some things that we heard this past Sunday and really just some things that are going on in the community, really exciting things. You may notice if you live under a rock, Monday was Valentine's Day, and so we have decorated appropriately. I'm blaming this all on Kurt and Ryan. I had nothing to do with this
decoration. You should. Look, we're guys. We tried decorating. Did not go well, but hey, maybe our wives will be proud, right?
Yeah. To be honest, we were trying to impress our guests, who I'm going to get to in just a second. Before we do that, I have a quick announcement. Guys, we want to tell you about an opportunity coming up on February 25th and 26th. It's something called DMU, which is Disciple Making University. And I got to tell you, this isn't just for pastors or ministry leaders. It is for those folks, but it's also for anyone, just like we were talking about last week. If you take your faith seriously and you want to get in the game, and be a part of a ministry, be a part of kingdom work, and be a part of this model, Jesus's model, called disciple making, then we have a star-studded cast, they're stars in my opinion, coming to talk at this conference, and we want you to be a part of it. If you're interested about hearing more about that, we're going to put a link in the comments. You can go to dmubeaumont.com. It's $20 a person, and we'd love to have you be a part of that. Okay, enough announcements. We've been walking through Judges, okay, and studying the life of Gideon, and man, he had such an amazing life. You want to talk about a warrior? You want to talk about someone who God used in a mighty way despite his flaws?
Right.
That's the testimony, right? But like all great lives, they come to an end, and Gideon soon is going to be, he reaches the end of his life. He had an amazing life, but he reaches the end, and I want to talk about that for a second, because it reminded me of, I was thinking about preparing for this episode, and I was reminded of Dave Ramsey's Legacy Journey. Have you read that book?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
So he talks about, have you read that one? He talks about... you have on your tombstone, you have a birth year, you have a death year. I mean, sure, he stole that from someone else, but that dash in the middle, right? The dash is what matters most. That's what we tend to celebrate. Mm-hmm. And so much goodness happens in that dash. Mm-hmm. And so I want to start with that, because that dash often is going to reference what has your heart. And here at Further, we take seriously being the church, not going to church, being the church, not just Sundays, but those other 6 days in the week, and how you're living out your faith. And so our first guest, you may know her from the hit show Shark Tank. Wait, no, that's Barbara Corcoran, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So Dana Simmons is on the show today. And Dana, we're excited to have you on the show. Welcome to Further.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here. I'm excited to be a part of this with you guys.
Well, seriously, we're excited to have you on because of what I just said. You're someone who, when I survey the professionals in Beaumont, not that other people don't do this, but I just see it all over your business and your social media, and you're very public about your faith, and you're also successful in what you do. And so those two worlds can live together. Before we get into the professional side, can you tell us a little bit about how you met the Lord?
Sure. Well, I was about 30-something years old. I had started in a Bible study called BSF, Bible Study Fellowship. Awesome. Been doing that for over 20-something years.
I'm actually still a part of that?
I am. I'm actually an online leader. Mm-hmm. And in my online class, I have people from Tanzania, from the UK, from Australia, from Germany.
I thought that was a Beaumont thing.
They do. They have it in a day class, an evening class, and you can be a part of an online class that reaches people across the entire world, which is amazing. But that's where I came to know the Lord, in studying His Word. And the Lord just, He was revealing things to me that just like leapt off the pages, spoke to my heart. We were in a hard season of our life, and God just used it. And that's how I'm like, okay, Lord, I need you. I need your forgiveness for my sins, and I know you're the only way. And He redeemed and restored me and made me new.
I love that. I mentioned Gideon. That's the story of Gideon, and I know not my testimony, but Ryan's testimony, just broken
no doubt. Absolutely.
But that's what he does. He takes broken pieces and he puts it together in a beautiful way. That's awesome. Where do you guys currently attend worship?
Sure. So we attend Praise. Our daughter was attending there and had a challenging time, and so we went there to join her, to be a support for her. And as we got involved, we started a small group, and now we are small group leaders there as well.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Well, we've gotten to know the community group here, Ryan and I, we have a young families home group that we're a part of, and your son and Annie have joined, and it's been a pleasure to get to know them. They're incredible.
Yeah,
and
Kendall's a better golfer than me right now, but I'm going after
both of you. I'm no longer welcome in that little group of golfers.
I love Dr. Moody tremendously. I've known him for many years. He is incredible, and when Kendall and Annie moved back to town, I was like, that's the place, and I'm so excited they've settled here, and they love it.
Well, I got to make one other comment. I'm glad they're here, but you're the first guest we've had on Further that's not a part of our faith family. And I got to say, if you're watching this and you're not a part of our faith family, that's our heart. We want to have more folks in the community be in the church. This is a First Baptist thing. Ryan and I go to First Baptist. However, the heartbeat of Further is to tell stories of people like Dana being a part of our community, professionals in our community being the church. And that's not just, we're not the only show in town. There's a lot of amazing things happening. I personally relate to your story so much. I've got an entrepreneurial bone in my body. It's something I love doing. And talk to me a little bit about the professional side of things now. How do those two worlds overlap?
Yeah, so I started this business about 27 years ago. My husband had a business, and it was really having a hard time, and so we needed extra income. He's the one who suggested I get into real estate. We did that, and so the business just started to grow. Colossians 3:23 said to work unto the Lord and not to man, and that's what I took to heart, and I did, and God grew the business. I did not go to school for a business degree. I am not one who knew how to run a business from beginning to end, but every step of the way over the last 27 years, the Lord has given me wisdom and discernment beyond my knowledge and ability to do what we're doing. And Ken and I have built this business together with God as our CEO.
Yeah, well, look, Dana, you know this. We live in a world where not only is Christianity pressured to separate itself from businesses and where we work, where we play. But we're also to the point now where it's actually the opposite, where Christian morals are the not the norm that we see, but actually the opposite of what we see in the business world. And that's being elevated. That's being pushed on where we work. So for you, living in the kingdom, where you work, the business that you operate, that's nothing new in bringing that into your business, right? And we as Christians know that. We talk about that a lot on Further. We want to live for Christ, not just on Sundays, but the other 6 days of the week, right? Especially where we work. So that's what being the church, the big C, is all about. So Dana, on to that end, tell me a little bit about the culture that you have at your real estate. You know, you mentioned how faith is such an important part of your life. How has that bred throughout your business?
Well, my husband believes that we need to have our core values. So we sat down and created a set of core values. And our number one core value is that God has a purpose for each one of us, and our job is to fulfill that purpose. And so the second one of our core values is family always comes first. Always comes first. And so we've built the business on those core values. And when we have someone who comes into our office who wants to be a part of our team, those are the things that they have to agree with and cooperate with to make sure. And God has been really good. He's brought us some amazing people who that is their heart as well. And so that's just a part of everyday life in our office.
Love that. Love that. I mean, Dana, with that, to that end, you're public with your faith. Obviously, it's a part of your business. You're well known in Southeast Texas. As disciples of Christ, though, we know that there are times that because of what we stand for, we may be persecuted, right? Paul writes about this in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. He says, indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So have you run into times like that where you faced persecution? It's been a situation that you've had to face on directly. What's that been like? How have you handled that?
You know, when we talk about persecution, it's challenging because there are people all over the world who are facing such great persecution in a way that is so much more difficult than what I experience. You know, we're so blessed to live in a country where we can express our faith. Now, do people get really upset with me? And do I feel it many times? Yes, I do. But when I do feel that persecution, I have to remember there are people who are dying for their faith and the rest of the world. But yes, absolutely. It is a part of, if you are a believer and you're in the workforce, you are going to feel it. I mean, there are many times I lose business. People just will not work with me, but that's okay. You know, I know that the Lord is the one who provides every single client we need. He is the one who gives us what we need. He is our provider. So while it's hurtful, I have to keep my mind set on keeping Him in the focus and knowing that He will provide.
Love that.
I heard two things in your testimony. The first is, it's not your wisdom that you're depending on. It's God's wisdom. That's exactly what we were talking about last week. That's the testimony, right? And then also, so my wife was a real estate agent for a little bit, and I know that world a little bit. And it's so easy, going back to entrepreneurship, it's so easy to build your own kingdom. Because the sky's the limit for real estate agents. You can work as hard as you want and make as much money as you want. And so to prioritize not only God's word and a culture of depending on God in all decisions, also to prioritize the family and making that a main thing, that's huge. So thank you for that. Thank you for coming on the show. Again, the heartbeat of Further, everything we're about, is not going to church on Sunday, but being the church throughout the rest of your week. And we see you doing that, and we just want to say thank you. We hope that your team continues to thrive and be a light in Beaumont for kingdom work.
Amen.
Thank you again. Guys, thank you for coming Further with us this week, but we want to invite you to be the church.